This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, KERA looks at how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans in a project called On Our Minds. Today, the cascade effect of the COVID-19 pandemic. From lockdowns to unemployment to reopening, the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute is taking a deep dive into how all of this will affect mental health. Andy Keller is on the line. He's president and CEO of the Institute. Andy Keller, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here, Justin.
So you're working on a series of reports on how the pandemic affects our mental health. This first one is focused on how a recession could increase rates of mental health disorders. What kind of disorders?
Well, we focused on the research where there's the clearest links. We wanted to get something out quickly because we knew that there was going to be a lot of bad impacts. I think a lot of people knew that. And we wanted to get something specific. So the clearest research that's out there that we're aware of is between unemployment rates and increases in unemployment with depression and with death from suicide, as well as addiction and deaths from overdoses. So those are the areas we focused on in this initial report.
And what's striking to me is the warning you make about a second wave of so-called diseases of despair. How do you see that playing out?
Well, I think the key is despair. And I think that, you know, a lot of things are conspiring right now to make us all to test our hope. And, you know, many of us are going to be tested in a way that makes us more resilient. We're going to have the supports we need. But some of us are biologically more susceptible to addiction, to depression, to reactivity. Some of us have had past traumas in our life that lower our resilience. Not all trauma does that, but sometimes trauma can have that effect. And then not all of us have the same resources. Some of us we live in poverty, we live at a margin. And so a loss of a job can tip us into a much worse place. And so all of those factors can conspire, and then the diseases associated with that despair tend to be depression and addiction. And then some of the worst outcomes, so there's many bad outcomes of depression and addiction, but some of the worst outcomes are mortality outcomes. And one of the things too, I think, Justin, that's so upsetting about these outcomes is these are preventable outcomes in the vast majority of cases. These are diseases we know how to treat. And frankly, we weren't doing a very good job treating before the pandemic.
Your Institute's model points out that for every 5 percentage point annual increase in the unemployment rate, there'll likely be a surge in suicides and drug overdoses. What kind of an increase are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, you know, and we like to be careful talking about that because, like I was saying earlier, these are preventable increases. So we weren't doing a very good job before. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among adolescents and young adults. It's the third leading cause of premature death, of death, you know, before when we would expect people to start dying later in life, for all people in America. So, and these are record rates. So 3,800 Texans died from suicide in 2018, which is the year, most recent year we have complete data. If those trends continue and we just pile on top of those existing bad outcomes, now the added stress of unemployment, we will see, you know, basically for every 5% increase, and a 5% increase is comparable to what happened during the Great Recession in 2008, we would see an additional 300 Texans die from suicide. And the numbers are slightly worse for drug overdose. But I think the thing to me, Justin, that is also scary about that is we're not talking about 5% increases in unemployment. We could be seeing 20% increases, which is comparable to what happened during the Great Depression, or maybe even more. And the big question is going to be, do those increased unemployment rates persist? Because that's when people despair. If it's something that we bounce back from quickly and the rates come back, we will be better. But I think there's a lot of reason to be concerned that that might not happen that quickly.
Andy Keller is president and CEO of the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. Thanks for taking the time.
Justin, thank you. And thanks for calling attention to this important issue, and be well.